Fuck out of here.
Why was Venom
eating people's
body parts?
Wait, what?
Because he's an alien from another planet. What you mean? Like, at least you didn't get probed in the ass.
Venom was never like, oh man, I gotta eat people's pancreases to stay alive. Like, that makes no sense.
For the movie,
well, up on that comic book shit, but for strict movie purposes, I thought the movie was good. So,
I'll give you that. For the movie itself, was actually good. And I know Bloomy. The comics don't fucking. When did the comic book line?
It's not even just the comic books. Like, and then on top of that, Venom, the way he talked, I just didn't like it.
Well, that was
I am Venom.
It's not even that. Like, Venom, like, I don't know. Like, whenever they show,
you about to go make me watch that movie now.
Okay, like, Avery, the only thing that we can agree that is sus is when Venom was glued together to the chick. And you know how Venom rescued Eddie by kissing him and then moving from her to him? Remember that, Avery?
I do. I mean, that was kind of weird.
I'm going to give you that.
That actually happened. I can't even be too mad at that.
Yeah. It was just that happened what in the it comments was. Before. Like, exactly. Like, it's just what it was. Like, I don't know. I don't think it was weird. It's just what it was.
But then Venom's just like, you know what? I don't want to conquer your people anymore, Eddie. And he's like, why? Because of you. You've changed me, Eddie. Like, really? It's been 40 minutes.
Yes.
Get out of here.
It's been 40 minutes, but that's like mad days. Like, mad days pass.
Bro, like 30 minutes ago, Eddie got rid of you because he thought you were giving him cancer. And then left you locked up in a room and you had to sneak out through a dog. Like, and now you're like, oh, you changed me. The things you've done have changed. Man, no.
Although the effect itself is actually pretty good. I ain't gonna
The CG was actually really good.
Yeah, like the whole thing was actually pretty good.
Exactly.
By the way, let me know if my microphone is doing that bullshit, like for real, because I don't know.
No, it's not. It's like I can hear your mic sounds open, but it doesn't sound like bad.
Okay. You got me open.
Gotta do a double take about that. Hello, Riri, what's up? Can you hear us? By the way, let us know how the.
Oh shit, we're live.
I'm about to say.
I said it like I'm just gonna.
Can a nigga get some warning?
I literally just said it. I literally just said like, I'm just gonna start this shit up. Like, don't just keep talking.
But I thought you was gonna like click over or like put yourself on mute really quick.
Nah.
Like I thought something was gonna happen before.
I thought something was gonna happen more than nothing. Like, damn.
I mean, exactly. This is the pre-show, okay?
Like, people, trapped in the closet
for 18 minutes. Wait, that's 18 minutes away. How long was that song again?
Trapped in the closet was like hours. I feel like
hours.
Weird.
Wait, do you mean the series or do you mean like the?
I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm one of those people that had like the first one through like number 20 on their iPod.
I won't even lie to you. I'm not gonna hold you.
I had mad of those shits on my iPod, and I thought that shit was hilarious.
I might have still had like 15 episodes before that R. Kelly documentary came out.
Yo.
Like, bro.
No.
It was a slit.
I'm still mad about this man. Took that's a whole ass like song that say I did it, but he never fucking confessed to anything. Like, I did it. I admit it. That was the fucking song. I admit that I can't accomplish anything more. Like, what the, man? Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. That made no sense whatsoever. Like, man.
You just had to say that's not what he was talking about. Like, that's what he was.
Nah, I'm still mad at this man. And that song was, what, 20 minutes too? Like, what the fuck? Don't
be mad at him. Be mad at the people behind him. Because let me tell you something. I don't believe R. Kelly is a smart human being, but the people he got around him are fucking genius.
I think they're all dumb, but dumb to the point that they're able to their shit. Like, when you have enough dumb people, you can do smart things, and I think that's what
this is. They're all disgusting and deplorable, but they smart. Look how many look at all these charges and shit that's been brought up, this, that, and the third, but somehow this nigga is still out in these streets.
That's true. Like,
performing at clubs.
They're
Yo, did you see?
Like, R. Kelly should be in prison, but like, bro, like, I feel like his whole staff should be getting locked. Like, everybody's here doing this and that. Like, bro, but on, like,
I'm still
like that girl who claims, like that girl who claims she saw, him and Aaliyah fucking. Like, sis, you seen that?
That's the thing. Your ass should be in prison. Like, it was like her and six other people.
Like, y'all should be in jail because you know he was raping people and you ain't do nothing. Like,
you know that was statutory. You know it, and
you didn't. You ain't do nothing.
Like, hey, I had them forge up the wedding documents so that they said Aaliyah was this age. Like, no,
you can't just confess something like that.
You're admitting that on a documentary with your face.
Exactly. Like, is statute like? Is there such a thing as statute of limitations for people who are like?
I don't think that's like statute of limitations. There's none for rape or accessories too. I don't think so.
Then all them niggas should be in jail too.
Right, that's what I was thinking. But like somehow they never are.
I still don't get it. How this man over here?
Did you see his whatchamacallit? I just seen something on Instagram where he was at some club, I want to say in Cleveland, I'm not sure, I don't remember the state, but the place charged $100 per person to get in the club to see him or whatever, and then they had dropped the price to $50 because not many people were showing up, because the capacity of the venue was $450, but only like 100 people showed up. And so he was like, he spent mad time, like, you know, talking to the people and, you know, da da da, enjoying the club. And then he got on the mic and, like, I guess sung for like 28 seconds or whatever. Ooh. And was like, out. Yo.
28 seconds though? Like,
yo, people was pissed as hell. Like, first of all,
like, you
but who the hell is paying $100 to see? I wouldn't go see him if it was free, y'all. Like, and you paying $100
after all the stuff, no. Like, now that it's confirmed and everybody knows it's legit, but like in his prime, I can see that. Like when initially just dropped,
I would not. I've been a fan of his music prior, but that's just not someone that I would have ever, like, paid to see live.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, to be honest.
No.
I kind of want to see, like, a crowd listening to Ignition. That sounds kind of lit, to be honest.
Oh, no. Let me, come on.
Like, that's a cold bop. I can only see how crazy the, like, a whole concert hall goes, like.
Nah, I'm good off that. I would never.
All right. You guys ready to get this shit started? Make sure
we're already live.
I mean, we live, but just get the introduction out the way, stuff like that.
And oh,
we
go
can
for
just
it.
And we can just continue talking about shit. Thank you for coming through, Riri and Neffy. Go ahead and share this stream to everybody else so everybody know that we're live today. Sorry that we couldn't be live yesterday, but Bloomy was having a little date, we couldn't make it today yesterday, but so we did it today. Welcome everybody to the podcast about nothing, episode 4. Thank you for coming through. Really appreciate you guys' support, like always. Today with me, as always, my co-host, Miss Avery London. You want to say hi to the people where they can find you or not?
What's up, people? You can only find me here.
I fucking giggle. And also, with us, maybe, is he with us today? Is that a gamble? Oh, let me see. Maybe my co-host, we never know, special guest probably. Kablumi, how you doing today?
I'll leave. I'll leave right now.
He is an apparition. He is not real.
I ain't got no problem leaving from here.
Such a mess down from me. Nah, don't say niggas with the S. He said that shit, not I.
Ass nigga. Fair enough.
Thank you.
You're fine.
But say hi to the people. Say hi to the people and you know, let them know where they can find you, Bloomy.
Hi, people. I'm in like two places. That's it. You can find me on Twitch. You can find me on Twitter. That's pretty much, I guess I do other stuff, but those are the mains. That's all I got.
Yeah, and we can find you in WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Supporting Kofi.
Lord. That thing was ass, from what I understand, but A.
Yeah, I haven't watched wrestling for the longest time. But since that moment, I almost killed someone trying to do a move. I stopped watching.
Still trying to do a move.
My bully from back from high school, but that we're not gonna talk about that.
You almost killed him, or did you kill him? And this is why you had to come to America.
We're not gonna talk about that right now.
I thought that nigga said my bullet from high school. I was like, what?
Nah, my bully. Like he used to bully the fuck out of me. So we're gonna move through that. Repressing memories. let's go into.
Nah, we should talk about bullies though. For real.
Let's move into the topic of today. Which is Bloomy? How you doing? And where you been? What the fuck, man? What happened yesterday?
Well, y'all know what happened yesterday. Yesterday, like I don't know.
We know. The people don't know.
I'm explaining. Uh-huh. Well, on Friday, I get a message from Brandon, just like, "Hey, I'm in town starting today." I'm just like, "Okay, fuck." I'm like, "Wait a minute. So you're in town for WrestleMania? That's this weekend? Yeah. Okay, so you're coming on Sunday? Nah, Friday." What? Yeah, I'm coming on Friday. I'm like, damn. Okay. Like, by this time, I was still working on Friday. I had plans on Saturday, so I wasn't even going to be in town. I was in New Jersey all on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, all right. You want to do something Sunday? Because I know Sunday night, you're going back. You're going back to whatever the fuck. Where does he live? Baltimore.
Hungary. Let's go.
Shut up. So I'm like, all right, you're going back to Baltimore. Sunday night, we should do something. You know, you just got your new job. Like, we'll go, like, get food or do something, whatever. You know, like, as congratulations getting that new government job that's actually fucking good.
Hey, we're not going to talk about that, you know, the government.
No, I'm not going to talk about, like, his thing. But, like, on top of actually getting a good government job, like, something solid, you know, I'm even going to front it. Like, I don't mind. I'll pay for the trip. Like, pay for the food or whatever we're getting. And then so I'm like, all right, we'll meet Sunday. And at first I thought it was Sunday at whatever, we meet Sunday. And then I pretty much find out he can't drink or anything because fucking he's driving. He ate before he even got to me. So he was like, I ate so much food, I couldn't even touch another thing. So I'm just like, God damn, you kind of fucked up our plan. So it was just, we got coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. We saw Shazam.
Ew.
And it was not bad. Well, to be honest, the things I get from Dunkin' Donuts are mostly frozen, so it was like it was the frozen coffee. That thing was fucking
I don't bad. Drink coffee, nigga.
Oh, at all? Really?
At all. I don't drink coffee. This is disgusting.
What, aren't you Caribbean?
Okay, what I gotta do with coffee?
What do they do in the morning?
What I gotta do with coffee? Yeah. No, nigga. No, that's nigga. You want to see the Caribbean come out? What I gotta do with coffee? I don't drink coffee. I don't like the smell of coffee. I will never drink coffee.
Give her that thing,
everybody. And if they're Jamaican, it's tea and bread in the morning. Like
exactly. I drink tea, not coffee.
Okay, all right. So long as okay. You don't need Noda either, I'd be like, hey, you want.
I don't. But coffee, it smells like you were stewing up socks or something, and it's like. It's just gross.
That's black coffee. I can't do that.
Yeah. It all smells gross. That frozen shit, that's probably not good either.
See, I can't do the iced coffee. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You don't like the frozen coffees?
No, I can't do it. Because I come, you know, from original coffee.
Mocha's shedding a tear wherever he is.
I know. But, you know, like, I go for the traditional shit, you know, like a cup of coffee. I used to drink dark, black coffee. Hey, black man.
How do you do that?
Because it was homegrown coffee, you know. Like, we grew that shit in the backyard.
That's just a cup of dirt. Like,
no, it's not. Motherfucker, I'm talking about.
He coming at your culture. He coming at your culture. No, fuck him up.
No, shut the fuck up. Let me tell you. This shit was grown by blood and sweat and tears of this motherfucker in the backyard. So that shit ain't not dirt. That shit is made with passion and love, motherfucker. I'm going to give you a cup so you can shut the fuck up. Now, the shit that they got here, okay, that's trash, bro. You gotta mix shit in it so you can actually taste it.
I'm talking about black coffee in general tastes like dirt. Homegrown.
I feel like Kablumi's just talking about everyone at this point. He came at me for being Caribbean. Nigga, you ain't American. He coming at K4.
How do you do black coffee, like with no milk, no cream, no sugar. Like, how do you do that though? I can't.
The same way you look black, nigga, is the same way he can do that. That's how. That's how.
Nobody it's, does that.
The same way your skin black is how he can drink black coffee.
Let's compare apples to apples, okay? Right? The same way you enjoy eating ass is the same way I enjoy.
Wow.
I mean, everyone got their taste for it, you know.
That's scary. Oh no.
Yeah, we all know Bloomy over I'm here scared. Eating butter like groceries. That's
you know how scared. I just said one nigga ain't shit in this podcast.
I'm it's scared. I'm not the one that said you eat ass. I don't know why you always coming for me.
Nigga, you just said just like you black as hell.
Okay, nigga, I'm black too. Get out of here. My picture is right there. I'm black too.
But for real though, but for real though, like natural coffee, if it is actually, you know, homegrown and shit like that, it tastes, you know, it tastes natural. It tastes good. That's
I thought
why.
It would taste different, but still, I can't that bitter because the bitter no, taste is just what coffee gets, isn't it?
Well,
your face is better.
It depends of the grain of coffee that you have. And also depends on how you grow it. And so it's not bitter, but it's not sweet. It's a happy medium. Now, if you want that dark ass shit, oh, okay, yeah, we're talking about, you know, fucking your whole mouth up, like
Kablumi times two.
yeah, then fingers too, backward fingers shit.
See why you ain't shit?
I do not see. I am blind. I'm Ray Charles out here. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
No, you can't say that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Stevie Wonder ass nigga.
I be that because I don't know. I don't see what you see. So,
also, one of the topics I wanted to bring on is Riri just put it back in here. She pre-ordered her Endgame tickets, and she is so ready for that movie.
When that should come out?
That should come out the 26th, I think.
It actually comes out, I think, the night before Awesome Con.
What day is that? Because she got to be ready.
I think it comes out the 26th.
She ready.
No.
Oh, that's for Friday?
It's the night before Awesome Con. Yeah, it's a Friday Awesome
Con. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Only here it comes in the 25th. All right. I see, but as soon as that shit came out, like people tried to buy the tickets and everything. Got every single goddamn website got crashed because a lot of people were trying to get the Endgame tickets.
I don't want to see it like when it right, like not on drop day.
That's one that's gonna be ignorant.
Cause niggas is crazy and they're dumb, and I refuse to risk my life for other people's ignorance.
I mean, do you guys go to? Okay, what movie theaters do you gotta go to? Because the AMC that I go to, Mac Quiet, bro. Mad
there's wild. One there's one yeah, there's a movie know. Theater 5 steps from my door, so that's the one that I go to. And most of the time it is quiet, but still,
yeah,
all like, it takes is one super hype movie for niggas to
exactly, because when movies drop, I feel like that's what people are looking for, unless like you don't mind, you know, dropping like that $25 for, you know, the big plush seats and like food being brought to you and stuff like that. But most of the time, niggas look for the quiet places so they can just enjoy the movie without the chaos. And that's how it ends up being crowded anyway.
True. It still makes no sense of paying $25 to get the seat and then buy your own food.
No, it makes sense.
No, I'm still like, okay, at least charge the same ticket price, but then you still gotta pay for your food. But if you're charging me $25 to just get the seat itself, like, and then pay for my goddamn food, man, you gotta throw.
But it's an experience, especially if you ever seen a movie in, it's like IMAX, and it's like, I forgot what it's called. It's like one step past 3D, where, yeah, like 4D, right? And so like, if it's a action movie, like I seen Deadpool 2 in 4D, that shit was crazy. It felt like you was on a roller coaster. My chair was moving whenever someone got like stabbed and blood splattered, like there was water that shot out from this thing in front of you, so
say,
it felt like the blood got on you. No, like when it was like somebody burned something up, like you like smelt like the smoke, like something was burning. Like, it is truly a whole ass experience that Oh, I was willing to spend that money for.
You got the smell of bitching type of shit. I see you.
Yeah. The chair was moving like you was on a roller coaster. Like it was moving back and forth, side to side. Like.
So when someone was bleeding on the movie, they shanked someone in front of you so you can feel the blood running through your face and shit.
No.
I'm just saying, if they're going that fucking hard on this shit, well, I guess the $25 are acceptable if you're going that hard on that shit. But I'm talking about the ones that literally the seats are just a little bit wider and then you gotta press the button for food to come through and that's it. Like even,
but that's still a convenience though.
It is, but if I'm paying overpriced,
you gotta pay for convenience.
The overpriced price for the food, man. That's some. Give me the normal seat and just get me some food in there. Like, what's up? Although,
all right. So then, be a regular bitch.
Well, I am more of a regular bitch because I bring my own food. I ain't. So no.
Be basic. We don't care.
Okay. Real quick though, what are you bringing? What's your own food? Because there's
I bring goobers because they don't never have those, and it's like,
okay, that's fine. Like if you're bringing what candy type of movie stuff, theater? Like I could take that.
No,
but if you're pulling out some Tupperware,
bro,
with some half cooked,
I did that like twice.
I would do that.
I did
if
that
I had some bomb ass food at the crib. Yes, I would. Like I've been in the movie theater and had like a whole ass spread. Like there's a place next to the movie theater called Carolina Kitchen. Like I was in the movie theater eating collard greens, macaroni and cheese, and fried chicken. Like the fuck is you talking about?
I'm telling you,
I'm living my best life.
The two times I did it, I had fucking Olive Garden, bro. I had chicken Alfredo both of the times. Oh, it was so fucking good. I was watching the movie just fucking eating that motherfucker while watching the movie. It's the best fucking experience ever. And you go to the see all the way to the back so people don't see you and don't hear you, so you know. Yeah. Get all that shit in there. I ain't paying $20 for fucking popcorn.
What's y'all sitting preference? Because I can't sit all the way in the back.
Go probably three seats before all the way back. You know what I'm saying?
That's too far for me.
Hey, I can't have it too close because my eyesight just...
I got to sit like smack dab in the middle, but like front middle.
Oh, front middle. Ooh.
Yeah, not like super, super like up front, like where, you know, they allow the handicapped folks to sit, like not up there. Hmm. Like I'll sit four rows behind that, but I have to be smack dab in the middle.
Hmm. I mean, I can't do that. It's a little bit too close for me. For the big ass screen, I got to do a little bit.
Yes, I love it. Like I need that like it's full surround sound, like I'm in the screen.
Bloomy, what's your preference?
To be honest, it kind of matters on the screen because there's some places that you go into that, you know, the auditorium and the screen's like kind of small for a movie theater. Mm. For those, I have to be like mid area. But like, for example, the one me and Brandon went yesterday, it was actually a pretty big ass screen. We were all the way in the back and that shit was fine. Like, it was completely fine.
I can't do the back because I feel like though I'm at the movie theater, like I'm in the crib, like watching that shit on my iPad. Yo,
it low key felt like I was in the because it was like the screen was big, like it was loud, the seat vibrating, and on top of that, all the seats were like Lazy Boy quality. So it was like really good.
Yeah, those seats that can fall the way back that they can, you can just
Since there was no one behind us, it was already bent back a bit. Like, I'm gonna go back to that theater.
Like,
that shit was nice.
Pressed.
That shit was nice.
Well, what is you guys' street food that you guys go back into often?
Street food? What do you mean?
Like, you know, sometimes everybody's street food, most of people's street food is a slice of pizza. That's what I get right away, almost always. But what is it? But you know, you guys live in more of a priority type of city, so I don't know why you guys go into like whatever is a street food out there. Like, okay, it's cheap, it's fast, and I can eat it right away. Like, what's that type of food that you guys will go back into every day or
when I'm in New York? I don't really eat like from street cars and stuff like that because I'm sorry, just like niggas is nasty. So
not us with their fingers.
Exactly. Like, when was the last time you used the bathroom? When was the last time you changed your hands? When was the last time you changed them gloves? But one thing is always a slice of pizza. I feel like New York has some of the best slices of pizza for a dollar. And then in Queens on Jamaica Ave, they got this one dude that I always used to go through. He makes the best, I don't know what it is. What's it called? It's like chicken on a stick. And then he put it in this like long ass.
Oh, kebab?
Like, it looked
kebab?
Like hot dog bread. Yeah. Like, it looks like hot dog bread, but it's dumb long. And he put like barbecue sauce and shit on it. It is so good. It's a chicken kebab. The best shit out, okay? But now that I'm in the DMV area, they got like full blown like food trucks.
Ooh.
And so when I was going to college, it was always this food truck. I forgot the name, but it would be on campus and they had the best funnel cakes. Ooh. And there's another food truck that comes by where I stay at, and it's just like authentic Jamaican food. They have some good ass Rasta pasta.
Ooh, what the fuck is a Rasta pasta? Wait, that shit sound lit as fuck.
Rasta pasta, it's pasta, but it's like OD Jamaican. It has like pieces of jerk chicken and, you know, like all them good spices with a real thick white sauce. It's retarded.
Oh, it sounds lit as fuck, man.
It is. That shit is retarded. Like,
I need to go to New York. Oh God, what about you, Bloom?
I'd have to, like, just being in New York, like, mostly, like...
Wait, what?
Lamb over rice, chicken over rice, those things.
You cut out, dumb bad.
Yeah, muted the whole time, like...
Oh, no, I think my net was shaking for... But I said, like, gyros, like the...
Oh, the
rest of the cars, those things are fucking fire.
So you be on shitty butt 100% of the time.
No, I know to only get those like once a month, or else I'm gonna die. But those and
shitty butt time.
Those, and I can't even lie, like especially like you're walking around Central Park places, the hot dog cars when they're not walling on the price, like a hot dog with all the stuff on it. That shit.
You put sauerkraut and shit on it?
Hell the fuck yeah.
No, I like my sauerkraut.
I don't like that, yeah.
I like my sauerkraut.
Everything. I mean, I don't really like hot dogs, period, but...
Yeah.
The hot dogs from the vendors just taste different. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
They hit that spot.
The only time I eat a hot dog is if I'm at a cookout, and when I mean cookout, like I know the people, and they got the hot dogs on the grill, that's the only time it tastes good to me.
What about stadium hot dogs?
Mm-mm.
No?
I haven't been to a stadium in a long time. I can't even say.
Because I just feel like those places, like, it just be sitting in, like, hot dog water for, like, dumb long, and then they just pull it out and be like, here you go, your hot dog.
Like, in the stadium, I feel like it doesn't even sit in hot dog water. I feel like it's probably sitting under, like, you know, one of the lamps.
And that's even gross, because so, then that's, like, that 7-Eleven hot dog, and then it's, like...
just sitting on a... thing for like,
it like turns into like white people's skin like when they tan too much, and it's like I don't want to eat a leather dog, like that's not attractive, like it don't matter how many sauces and shit you put on that, I'm not eating somebody's couch, like that's just, no.
That's
gross.
Oh God. What the fuck else happened this week? WrestleMania happened. A lot of people got mad or something like that. Whatever.
The minute I saw the main event for that, I was like, yeah, this is going to be a good WrestleMania. So it's fun.
Good job for that. Rest in peace is Nipsey. Rest in peace. There you go.
Can we take a minute just to talk about Kodak Black's comments? Because
okay,
I
don't know. I saw him trending, but that I don't know. Can you enlighten me?
He was talking about how he's gonna try to holler at Lauren London or some shit, and then because it like he said that like not right after, but it had only been like a couple days, and this nigga was like he's trying to shoot his shot at Lauren, and then everyone started coming at him, game went crazy on him, T.I. went on him. Like, everyone was just like, my nigga, like, you're trash. You need to apologize. And then, like, he kind of apologized in a dumbass way and then basically was like, all right, like, I'll give her a year before I try to holla. And it's like,
what?
Nigga, don't nobody want you. Like, what? No, do he not know what he look like? I'm confused. Oh, hold on. They calling me, child.
Oh, Lord.
Shut up.
Oh, God. She beat herself. But, boy, what the fuck was that? Like, Kodak tried doing all this bullshit, man?
Yeah, wow. So he was apparently... I didn't know the details of that, but yeah. No, apparently he was trying to holler at fucking... That's high key disrespectful, though.
That's high key disrespect and creepy at the same time, man. Like, what kind of...
Well, now that he's dead, my God. Oh, time I got for me my, to get in there.
I got my chance now. Oh, yeah.
Time for me to shoot my shot. Like, no, Kodak. No, I mean, Kodak no. Black's always been one. So I'm not even surprised, really. He's always said fuckery. Like, what was... I was talking about this with somebody recently, but I think one of his... he said... so. What I think one of his song lyrics was like... what was it? It's like... I'm black enough. Why would I need a bitch? Like, something along those lines.
Oh, God.
And so, basically, how he's...
What the
fuck? Not gonna go after... No, I mean, it's why I wouldn't hit a chair, but my people messing up. How he's not gonna go after any dark-skinned women. Like, they gave him shit for, like, a whole year about that, but he's... Kodak Black doesn't care. Kodak Black's just gonna do his shit at the end of the day. That's all it comes down to.
But still, man, that is high key disrespectful. That is too soon at the same time. Like, man, that
he just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, but everybody else was. Oh my God.
No, it's fucking. But he doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, sorry about that. What else happened this week? I don't think there's that much that happened this week.
That Shazam came out before the last podcast. I want to say.
Yeah. Lil Nas and Bailey Ray.
Oh, that's actually fucking...
That shit's fire.
I can't even lie, that thing hits. Like, that's really good.
That shit slaps. I ain't gonna lie to you. But, that happened. The internet got happy. The internet's still fucking right around again, you know? So, yeah, that's something that happened. Not really much, really. Wow.
You know, a bit of a up and down, kind of messy week. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't see that. I really don't see that anything else happening at the moment. Well, it's gonna be a short podcast then.
I guess not. It's because we kind of the podcast is on, and on top of that, we just kind of didn't gather our stuff. To be honest, I didn't even. Podcast is on an off day, and we didn't even really get to gather our usual.
You keep cutting up on me. What the hell is that? Is that your microphone or
no? That's my net. My net's shit right now.
Wait, so what y'all saying?
The what?
Y'all just ready to dip?
I don't see it. What else happened today?
Like whole hoes? Yes. Whole hoes. Sorry.
Yeah. Whole hoes.
Get it? Like, yeah, use a whole hoe.
A hoe. I need my pimp though. I ain't gonna want to.
We all work for Abel. He's the pimp. Look,
you're joking,
thank you.
Bro.
I'm not. Okay. See, look, Brandon said he about to drop some topics, and I want to go back to that whole bully thing we was talking about in the beginning. Like, I wasn't joking.
Oh, the bully overall, or
bullying as a topic in general, I think.
Yeah, like what? What made that person pick on you to bully you?
Oh, I was the small, skinny, easy fucking pick on guy until I snap. And yeah.
What you do?
I did a wrestling. I basically put him behind my back. Like, is it horizontal? I think it's horizontal. Horizontal is left to right, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So horizontal, his back against my back. My left arm around his neck, my right arm around his legs, and just basically breaking his back. and choking it at the same time.
Wow.
It took
so my how full big was this bully?
You're full blown crazy. Okay.
Oh yeah. It took my teacher and three more of my classmates to get me off of him, and he was blacked out when I dropped him. I didn't even put him down lightly. I just straight up say, okay, you guys want me to let him go? Boom. Just
so in the ground. So he was in school just wrestling niggas.
Well, dude, you want to fuck with me? Bitch, you know, facts. I got it. Sorry. But yeah. Oh, and that's way, Brandon, come over here. I wanted you to come through the podcast regardless. So if you can't, Brandon, come through to the Discord. So yeah, go ahead.
Did people make fun of you, Bloomy? Did you have a bully?
Bully? No.
Stop lying.
Stop lying. He was hoes back in the day, bro. He used to be the pimp.
Stop lying.
No, like, cause I was always a bit taller than kids. Gonna really bully me? Like, no. I was always like big, based, and tall. Like, who's gonna bully the big black kid in there? Like, that's not
your whole life. You like that? Look.
I was usually the tallest nigga in the class.
So your whole life, you just a big nigga.
Big black nigga, yeah.
Wait. And so no people, hey, people never bothered you.
Wait, what?
What?
He no said, "There's no way."
I mean,
never to you.
No, I mean, there's always gonna be the people that talk some shit, but like, never to the point where I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm getting bullied." It was just like shit talking niggas, which is always.
I kept getting pushed around. My shit kept getting disappear.
My shit wasn't getting knocked on.
My money got stolen. Yeah. And somehow this man found 20 bucks out of nowhere. You know, stuff like that.
Did you ever get bullied, Brandon?
At times. I kind of just learned how to stand up for myself.
Brandon paid that whole fucking classroom like, hey, motherfuckers.
I did.
He paid them off. Hey, yo, leave me alone, nigga.
Instead of bullying me, work with me. We can have a business relationship.
Yeah. Nah. Brandon said, take this money and fuck off, cuz. Here. Go buy yourself some self-esteem and leave me the fuck alone.
But how you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing good. Doing good so far.
I'm surprised you're not wiped out from the trip. Yeah.
I'm tired.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say.
He's like, no, I'm tired.
Cause you got home at
4 a.m. I got home at 4 a.m. and then I had to drop my car off for oil change, like around 1:30. So I did that today, and then I went back to bed, and now I'm up again.
Riri, you was a bully? Oh no, bitch.
She was?
Oh, no. That ain't cute, sis.
I mean, past tense.
I got bullied too, child. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Little kids is funny. I can laugh about it now, but back then that shit wasn't funny.
It really wasn't.
But me and this girl, we all know I'm black. I didn't think I was that dark, but apparently to these niggas, I was the blackest shit walking, okay? They used to call me Midnight, and this other girl, she was hairy. So they used to call her Wolf. Whenever she walked past, they'd be like, oh! Like, it was relentless with these niggas. And that was, like, in third grade. When I got to eighth grade, this girl wanted to fight me because... Like, she was now with the boy that I used to be talking to, and she was just going in on me. I don't even know why he liked you. She called me a burnt bitch.
Damn.
Okay? A burnt bitch. I don't even know why he liked you, and da-da-da-da-da-da, and she wanted to fight me. And I was just like, bitch, I don't know why you want to fight me. You look like a whole man. Like, her hairline was a straight box. She just looked like a box ass head, and we were just
that means she has nothing left to lose.
You're right. She probably didn't have shit to lose, but I'm cute, so I was like, I'm not about to fight you. Like, whatever, bitch. I'm black, and you look like a man. Congratulations. Like, and that was that. I mean, it's funny now, but when I was a kid, I was like, wow, burnt bitch. Like, that was deep to me. Like, I stood on that for a while. Like, wow, burnt bitch. Like, how mad you gotta be to call somebody that? And like, you black too, but
yeah, that makes no sense whatsoever. Like, for real.
Hey, I had to make sure them other kids knew just because I was the only black child in the class, I was not the one. Nigga! Mimi said it was a preemptive strike. Oh. Sis, you cannot do that.
I mean, you can. It's just...
I mean, you can, but they should have known just off you being black that you wasn't the one. Period.
But see, people... Do you expect people to know that? But sometimes
it depends on the area.
Yeah,
like sometimes they just don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta so make people your try known, you know.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Sometimes you gotta do it. Like, I'm telling you, after
but you I can't did... be a full blown bully though.
No. Like, after I snapped to this man, bro, and ain't nobody fucking with me anymore later.
Right,
bro.
Ain't nobody ever bother your ass again.
Yeah, and even the bully himself kind of got his name tarnished because, like, oh, he got beat by the weakest one of them all.
Right, he got his ass whooped by this little old nigga.
Yeah, it kind of hurt his his pride a little
hurt
bit.
Hurt his feelings.
And you know,
I lived in a predominantly white neighborhood.
So did I.
I grew up in one. Them children was fascinated with my hair bubbles and all type of shit. Want to be all touching up on you?
They always love touching your hair. I don't get it.
I'm like, Susie, back the fuck up.
Want to pet you like up, her yo. Dog? Like,
hey, yo, Helen, seriously. Don't pet my fucking hair.
Seriously.
All right, so
back up, Becky.
What are the topics you're gonna bring, Brennan? Go ahead, hit me with it.
I don't know. I said I will, like, in the future. That's what
okay. I thought you said something
in the me. Future.
Yeah,
future futuristic ass.
I've been in New York the past weekend. I don't got time to find topics.
Yeah. Tell us about your trip to New York. Wasn't this like your first real time just staying in Manhattan for a bit
by myself?
Yeah, so,
how do
you like it?
So how many bottles like, you drink?
All right. I was driving. I
again, let me reiterate this question. How many bottles you drink?
Bro, I'm alive. I was driving.
Wait. You didn't mind going by yourself?
No, I don't.
I hate going places by myself.
I mean,
I just do it. Like, yeah. I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean,
You was at, like, you traveled by yourself and was at, like, WrestleMania by yourself. Like, you didn't feel like you wanted to turn to someone and be like, hey, that shit was crazy.
I could just talk to people around me.
That's true.
Really? I mean, really, man?
I'm not as rich and outgoing as you, so.
No, hold up, because I got a text early for that week.
Receipts? No, you got some receipts?
I got a text right here with you being like, random people keep talking to me. Why are they doing this?
Like, receipts.
How are you gonna go from that to, oh, I could just talk to
them? I was talking about the white people. The ones who are like drunk.
You're at WrestleMania.
The ones who are drunk, European white people. That's what I'm talking about.
The ones that tried to pet your hair. That's those.
Yeah, ones. Like the ones who are cheering Hulk Hogan.
Yo.
Where
the fuck is Kofi?
Oh no.
He literally brought out Hulk Hogan first. Like,
really?
Yeah, yes. He had like black people. I saw black people literally giving him the finger.
As they fucking should.
And for the white people, Hulk Hogan.
Let me tell you something. I mean, brother.
I mean, something,
bro. You gonna have to come up with a new tagline after that shit. I ain't your brother, nigga.
Yeah, he kinda do, but we're gonna talk about that. Yeah, that's pretty much it for today. You got anything else, Avery?
Yeah, I need y'all to tell Brandon to buy me tickets to the Millennial Tour. I really need to see it. The dates, they're, you know, far out now. Like, they're in Cali and all over the place. I need a flight. I need a ticket. And I need y'all to convince Brandon to do that. He's money bags. I ain't got it.
Why me?
Because you got money. Help a sister out.
Wait, what the fuck is the millennium to... Oh, wait, let me see.
You better Google that. No. The Millennium Tour is everything, okay? B2K got bangs together for this tour. Mario is in it. Like, all these niggas Mario? Is bringing out other people. Yes, Pretty Ricky's on that bitch. Nah, so Lloyd brought out Ashanti. Like, they're bringing other niggas out, and I'm getting so hype and anxious. There was one that happened here in Baltimore or something yesterday, and I couldn't go see it. I need it. I need to see it. It needs to happen, and y'all need to tell Brandon to give me these tickets.
All right, I got two questions for you. Number one, is Mario Miguel's little brother? Like,
no. Okay. What? No. Miguel who? Miguel who?
No, he's just got that vibe of is it Miguel? I keep forgetting.
No, sir. I keep forgetting. They are not related. No, sir.
And number two, is R. Kelly on this tour too? Like, what's up?
No, ill nigga, no. That's you, first of all, hell no. That's disrespectful. So we're going to start there. You're not going to tarnish this tour by bringing up his raggedy ass name, okay? No.
All right, that's all I got.
And B5 came out, like, nigga, like, I feel like as the tour gets on, it's getting more hype. So I need y'all to help me get there. Tell Brandon
to give me these funds. Why me? What about Abel?
The real question, wait.
Because you got money.
Also, Bloomy just pulled a mocha. He just bounced the fuck out.
You're not going to miss the money, Brandon. How much did you pay to go see WrestleMania?
Well, WrestleMania.
What you told me?
Well, I looked at the price. It was $380 for WrestleMania.
God damn.
Nigga, that's my ticket. That's a flight. That ain't nothing to you. So what's up?
I hate my job.
All I'm saying is, where's the GoFundMe link? Come on, man.
Do I need to put out a GoFundMe?
Hey, make Abel pimp that shit come out. To? Bro, make Abel pimp that shit out. Like, hey.
Is that what it's come to? No, we're moving into a new apartment this summer. And he's like, no, bitch, I'm not buying these tickets because we moving. Stop fucking asking me.
But he got a cloak.
So I got to ask somebody else.
He got a cloak, though.
Bring that up with him, nigga. I took a picture of him in the cloak, and I was going to send it to y'all, but he only got his drawers on, so I got to crop it.
Oh,
y'all crop that shit, please.
Yeah, y'all don't want to see no Team Green Dick, no?
No.
That is the only Team Green member I don't want to meet.
No? You sure?
No. Maybe Bloomy, but not me.
What? Boy, get out of here.
Wow. These niggas really be trying to drag your name through the mud.
Trifling whole ass Honduran.
We went from eating ass to wanting dick. How did we get here?
I mean, Bloomy does eat ass, man. Come on.
How did we get here?
I don't do shit. Get out of here.
We know you don't do shit because you need someone to do shit with. Like, that's evident.
Hey, he can get whatever in New York, man.
Bloomy. John was saying that you had some, like, threesome or something. What was
that? John be lying.
When you went to Jersey?
Wait.
When you went to Jersey?
No, John told me like a week ago or something.
Oh, a week ago? About John's a week ago.
Trifling. Get out of here. He's that old.
No, you bring
it. Was it with some BBWs?
Yeah.
I don't know no BBWs. Get out of here.
You lying.
Yeah.
Jeez, BBW con. You lying. I feel like that
was forever ago. Well, what's a BBWs or BWWs? Like, come on, man.
What is BWW?
Big white woman? Yeah.
At the same time.
Nah, fess up, Lumi. I know you I don't know if you like dark chocolate. You like white chocolate. Come on, man. Fess up.
Get out of here. I like everybody equally, and I ain't
Kabumi
like
better not be a disgrace.
Disgrace? God damn.
Would your mother like if you brought a white woman home?
That's a topic for another day. Thank you, everybody.
No, don't cut off. No, we're not cutting off.
Your mother is Haitian, and I know she with the shit.
I think she just wouldn't like if they were Dominican, I think.
Why? Why?
That's pretty much...
That's specific as hell. Haitians
hate Dominicans, right?
The side of the islands don't like each other.
Yeah, they hate each other.
Yeah. Oh shit! Well,
so you could bring home a white girl, but not a Dominican girl.
It's looking like a maybe on that one.
But knowing your ass, you gonna bring home an Asian bitch.
Like, either way, they're all gonna get talked about, so it doesn't matter.
At least you're bringing something home. Well, yeah, man.
That's just how Caribbean people
talk about you. You're gonna talk about it regardless. Like,
yeah, but would your mother prefer that you be with a Haitian woman? Did she have a preference?
To be honest, the only woman.
Have you ever brought a woman home to
that's the real question.
She's met before. She's met people I've been in a relationship before. The only advice she's ever given me was like, does she have a kid? Stay away from her. And I was just like, damn, that's a lot. So I don't know.
No, it ain't. That's good advice. Are you trying to be somebody's stepdaddy?
That's smart.
I ain't saying I'm trying to be no one's stepdaddy. Okay. I'll just say, that's the one deadline I got given, so I don't know.
At this point, Bloomy's mom is like, just bring something, man. Come on. Boy, girl, I don't
know. Just bring me somebody.
Yeah, like, you can adopt.
Y'all know, because Bloomy's about to be 35 next year, and so he's getting up there.
35, Bloomy, come on.
You know, he's getting up there in age, so mom's just looking for somebody. She want them grandkids, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna act like Abel ain't 35 now.
Hope, what you not gonna do? Is talk about my man. Okay. I'm the only one who could do that, and he's not 35. Thank you.
He's 34. Thank you. Get it right, goddammit.
No, he's not. Okay? Shrimp number one, Oompa Loompa number one. Okay? No thanks. He just turned 30. Don't try him.
But then he got 5 on it, so it means that he...
Wow. Good night, sir. Good night. Good night.
Oh, I really appreciate everybody coming through today. It was a pretty fun episode. Hopefully, I can see you guys next week. Hopefully, Bloomy doesn't leave us next Sunday doing some bullshit.
Right. Because he likes to play like he got a life, and we know he don't.
He hasn't cleaned his room for the longest, bro. That green screen ain't doing you a favor.
I've set it up for my stream, and I was like, should I tell K4 it's up and ready? And I would just be forgetting to tell you. Like, you saw it set up for my stream. Like, if you've seen my stream, the green screen's been running. Yeah. The green screen's been running. I beat Yakuza with the green stream up.
The green screen is to hide all the trash in your room, man. Come on, you start cleaning that bitch up.
Boy, you trash.
The green screen is to hide the BWWs.
Yeah. But thank you, everybody, for coming through. This was the Podcast About Nothing episode number 4. Yeah. Really appreciate you guys' support. Come back next Sunday, basically this Sunday, to get more of this random shit that we talk about and hopefully some topics. We'll see. Thank you for coming through, Avery London. You want to say goodbye to the people and where they cannot find you?
Bye. You can't find me nowhere because I'm not trying to be found.
Bitch, I disappear. Thank you for my...
Exactly.
Then also, thank you for my other co-host / special guest, Mr. Kabloomy. Thank you for coming through. Say goodbye to the people where they can find you, if they can find you.
Peoples, I guess be on Twitch. That's it.
You can find him at BBWCon.
Hey, it's late. Avery's going to be there with me.
Actually, I ain't going to lie to you. If there was a con like that, I would attend.
There is a con. Man. That's real.
That's a real con.
BBW we go, Bloomy. We going this year, bro.
All right, Avery. It's set.
I'm not going with Johnny.
The podcast about nothing is going there for a special episode.
Podcast about nothing. Special episode. BBW con live.
Oh my lord.
Avery London.
Gosh. Sponsored by Mr. Money Man himself. All right, let's go.
Exactly. Sponsored by Brandon.
I'm not sponsoring that. Hold on. Sponsored by Brandon. I don't think my job allows me.
And thank you very much, Brandon, for coming through. Really appreciate you, man. Really appreciate
anytime.
And thank you also the people watching the stream. Remember, you can always share the stream out live or just the links. Just go to @k4dn on Twitter and you'll find all the links so you can find this podcast and any other type of podcast that we did in the past in a form as an audio. So go ahead and do that. Keep sharing the links. You'll find them. Thank you very much. See you next time. Peace.